Abortion is liberty itself, Elizabeth Banks leads pro-abortion rally at Supreme Court. By Ben Q on March 5, 2020. Actress and Hollywood director Elizabeth Banks led a pro-abortion rally outside the Supreme Court on Wednesday, telling supporters that a woman's right to terminating a pregnancy is liberty itself. The rally, which also featured Democratic politicians including Congresswoman Iyanga Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, as well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, took place as justices heard oral arguments for June Medical Services v. Russo, a case relating to the future of abortion services in Louisiana. Today we are taking the opportunity to present reproductive freedom, including abortion, for exactly what it is. No less than liberty itself, said Banks, who also serves as the chair of the Center for Reproductive Rights Creative Council. Abortion care cannot be just a privilege reserved for those in the right state, the right economic class, it must be a right, the Charlie's Angels director continued. Rural people have abortions. People of faith have abortions. Anti-choice people have abortions. And as my friend and as my friend Lindy West likes to say, we are fighting for them too. Banks was also joined on stage by Freaks and Geeks actress Busy Phillips, who pledged to never stop telling the world about her abortions. Thousands and thousands of women shared their own experiences, Phillips said. The whys do not matter. What matters is that we are loud and heard. I will not be shamed into being quiet. We will not be shamed into being quiet again. I will never stop talking about my abortions. I had an abortion when I was 15 years old. And I'm telling you this because I'm genuinely really scared for women and girls all over this country, she admitted at one point. It was at this rally that Senator Schumer threatened Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, should they vote against abortion. I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, Schumer warned. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Chief Justice John Roberts condemned Schumer's comments, accusing him of dangerous rhetoric. Justices know that criticism comes with the territory. But threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous, Roberts said in a statement. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.